And then we'll ask you to do some book readings with him. And we've brought the same book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, that we did last year, and a new book. And then we'll ask you if you'll do a book that's someone that you have, that the two of you have done before together, that you have here at the house.
Okay.
And then we'll ask you to ask him to tell us about a recent past event that's been exciting or interesting, and if he just had a birthday or something like that, that he would be willing to talk to, that we could record. And the last thing is the toy play. And
what kind of toys is it?
It's pretty much the same kind of things, except we have added a couple of toys that are more for older kids who like to do role-playing kinds of stuff. There's a fire hat and a couple of other things that weren't in there last year. So some of them are a little bit different than last time around.
It's a senior style, though. If you want to see what you want.
Yeah.
Get the
Want some ice cream cake?
Oh, that's nice,
Pinky.
Oh, thank you. Where'd that cake come from, son?
My birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, your birthday was when? April 12th.
Well, I tell you, if you have a birthday tomorrow, again, that was a real short year.
He would love it.
Billy had a more pie.
Pretty nice if you still got cake left over that long.
I got
So we have to wait for this to fall out a little bit, okay? Because I know the food is like, shh, really, like medium chiseled. Okay.
The first couple of questions are actually about your background. Have you lived in this area all your life? Did you grow up around here? Okay, and did you live most of your younger years were spent in Lynn? And
Sabri, you want to go and live in them and watch your program?
What language was spoken in your home when you were growing up?
American in my house, and my grandparents was Italian.
Okay.
All the chocolate parts out.
But I didn't learn very much.
Do you remember understanding what they were talking about?
Some of them
you?
Things. You know, like I knew what my grandparents.
All the
what
chocolate.
What they were saying to me. You.
No, not the ones in there. I'm the
chocolate. So let it melt a little.
Okay. How about your school experiences? Where did you go to high school?
Eastern Junior High.
Okay. And did you like it?
Not really.
Not much?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I just didn't. Let me see. It's a lot of, I had a lot of racial problems, I would say. Yeah. I had a lot of fights with black people.
So there was a lot of tension?
There was a lot of tension. I had it all through school, from elementary to Eastern. I got into the late part of it, I decided I wasn't going to take that anymore. You know, but I can't say I loved it.
Mm. Were there any courses that you particularly liked or subjects that you particularly enjoyed?
I liked poems.
Mm.
Basically, I just did the movements.
Mm. You were going through the motions.
Because I wasn't on that.
Did you graduate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go back to school again?
I don't know. I've had some opportunities. I just I don't know. I thought about it.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand, in my high school year, I went into a trade.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay.
So did you learn to be a hairdresser while you were there, or did you go
in high school? I went in my junior year, and I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, as a cosmetologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I work for the registry, so I see how the hell went wrong. You know what I mean? That really went well.
Uh-huh.
But I did it professionally for like 6 years, and I still do it off and on. I worked off and on with it.
So
I never kept my fingers out of it. You could see. No.
You should all sign up right now.
I know.
Okay, here's some of the same kinds of questions we asked last time about Sabado's activities around the house and what kinds of things he likes to play with. I know Nintendo's a big part of his activity structure. Mm-hmm. And that is essentially something he does by himself, or can other people play it?
Other people can play it. He's getting a little better with that, huh?
I don't know much about Nintendo.
He's been doing it since he's been a little over 2.5. Uh-huh. So, and he pretty much knows. He's very competitive. Doesn't like to lose. Uh-huh. He gets very upset very fast. So there's a lot of tapes mommy had to take away.
Uh-huh.
Too old.
If they're too difficult, yeah.
You know, he just didn't know how to know that. In other words, he didn't understand the fact that they win too. He did not like that fact at all. You know, they're not supposed to win.
And they don't know enough to oblige a young child as opposed to an older child.
Right. I don't say that that's the best thing that ever came into his life. It's very addicting. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend it.
How much time? Every day?
He spent a lot of time with it. Just recently. He just was allowed to use it just those few minutes. Because that's what he'd do.
Mom, cut him all off. Mm-hmm. Cut him off.
I mean, he just
just cut him off.
Finds it very absorbent.
Very, you know.
Yeah. So when he plays does he play with other kids?
He plays with other kids now. He's real good. Usually he'd make them lose. He'd hit their buttons and make them lose so that it was his turn again. Mm-hmm. But now now he's being a little fear about it.
Mm-hmm. I always beat my friends up karate.
And who are they, friends who live in the neighborhood?
No, he has his cousins, Tony and Vinny, that come over. He doesn't have many friends around, you know, he has his preschool. But not a lot come here, I have to say. I had none of them.
I have Lewis.
Yeah, cousins. Lewis, but because he's there 4 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't really get a chance to get to know many of the mothers because I worked. Mm-hmm. I'm just recently taking a week of absence to spend some time. It's just too many things. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just got really crazy for me.
What other kinds of play activities?
He likes Rambo. That's real nice to him. Rambo, karate.
Play figure kinds of things?
Figure things.
Yeah.
He likes coloring, painting, figure things, blocks.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things does he do with blocks?
Everything. Guns. Mm-hmm. He likes to make... what do they call it? What are those guns? Not guns, but spacemen use.
Laser beams.
Laser beams, mummy.
Right, right. Where have you been?
Mom? Yeah, I know. Let me get you a napkin. I'm trying to think. Clay. Loves clay.
Oh, that's nice.
He likes to... me and him do projects. He likes that. I don't know if that's what you really look for.
So when he has some free time and he wants to play, are you usually the other person who gets involved in these activities? Or?
I used to a lot, and I had to break away from that a little bit because then it was just so to me. Mm-hmm. Now it's just, he's doing well with his sister.
Right, how old is she now?
2.5, a little over 2.5. Mm-hmm. Sort of. They fight a little.
Comes and goes, right?
He gets aggravated with her. Uh-huh. And
Mom, where's my sister?
She's with Daddy. And you know, we do some things together.
Does he ever do puzzles or Legos?
I used to do a lot of that with him. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with you, a lot of that has stopped. Mm-hmm. Only because I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I said, this is why I had choices I had to make. Mm-hmm. Because my daughter got hardly anything compared to what my son had got.
Because you weren't home as much.
No, I was home and then I was exhausted and, you know, she's just learning really. She never learned words, it was sentences. She never went into words, you know, like, well, mom and daddy, that took a long time. He was talking, like, 6 months he was talking. But I had a lot of time with him. A lot of time.
How about outdoor activities this time of year?
He loves it. Well, Mommy's really pushing it now. Parks.
Tricycle.
He's going to be getting a bike. He does have big wheels, which we feel is not much of an exercise for him. Power wheels, excuse me.
What wheels?
Power wheels.
You know, with the gas and the
Yeah.
He likes to go to the playgrounds. He enjoys it a lot. My son does.
Good.
Nice
for everybody. Okay. If you had a half an hour that just the two of you could spend together, what kinds of things would you choose to do?
I know exactly what. His alphabets, his letters, and writing his name. Uh-huh. Those are the things that he should be doing. Mm-hmm. He's just starting to recognize. If he could say his alphabet, he could count up to 100. Mm-hmm. But show him the numbers, and he didn't know what they were. If I showed him a 5, he wouldn't know that was a 5. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you'd like to spend some time and concentrate
exactly.
on?
Exactly. Definitely. Which I bought some stuff. I'm going to start some games with him with it. Like the alphabets I'm going to hide. I'm going to make him have to find maybe 4 of the alphabets. Mm-hmm. He's going to take 4. Mm-hmm. And then I got the lines with the, you know, the paper with the lines so mm-hmm. that we can go over his name. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that
was
so good.
Fingers out of your mouth. This is something new with my son.
What is that, Sabra?
Oh. Tell her what that is.
Wow.
Tell her what it is, because they don't know. They don't know what that is.
It's the Captain Power.
Captain Power.
Want to go wash your hands? And your face. Shut it down.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we know Sabino goes to school 4 mornings a week. And the other morning he stays home with you mostly?
Yes, Fridays.
Fridays he's home. Okay. Do you take him and drop him off, or does a bus come around
bus.
And pick him up?
Bus.
And so how often do you get a chance to see or talk to his teachers or be in touch with them?
I just had a talk. I don't see them as much.
Unless
I
you
didn't.
Choose
and
to go.
No, I just went recently to find out how he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, does pretty good in everything, but like I said, his name, working with his numbers, mm-hmm. identifying them
mm-hmm.
in his alphabet.
Mm-hmm. So did you
and
see?
And games, she said she needs games being played through. So we used to do that a lot.
Yeah. Did you set up this appointment with the teachers, or did they call you and?
They called me when they were
doing
each
other. They're doing a spring conference.
Yeah,
like
and
so,
I had to
yeah.
take time off,
uh-huh.
which was. It's. My husband is off, and I wish he had got more involved in it. It would have been much more of a help.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like that. He's just now starting to want to do that,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beginning. You know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do other people, like your husband or anybody else, spend a pretty major amount of time with somebody?
Yeah, my mother-in-law and my husband.
And your mother-in-law lives right upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
my mother is his baby.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things does he usually do when he's with each of those people?
Well, the other night we played balloons.
How do you play balloons?
No, I mean really, we blew them up real big and we made a big circle, me, my mother, and Sabino. We would teach him because he's a very excitable, and when he gets excitable he doesn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to show him how to hit the balloon lightly and not mm-hmm. kick it and play it hard, so we were throwing it to each other, you know.
Yeah,
hitting it back, we couldn't let the balloon fall. We had a real good time, we enjoyed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sabino, go put the block back. Come on.
Brick.
Excuse block.
Sabino, do you want to show Susan what you got out there?
Yeah, can I see?
Maybe Susan
besides
can help
Captain Power, I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Sabino, don't.
She's okay. She can take care of herself.
Okay.
What kinds of things does he do with his dad?
They play Nintendo together. Lenny has read to him very few times, but he has read. They go to the park. They went to the park the other day together. They ride around. I don't know. You know what I mean? They play fight together. I don't know. Things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boy kinds of things.
Boys things.
Yeah.
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 Things like that. They went to they were looking at a baseball game the other day.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's Sabino's teacher's name?
Maria.
Maria. Is that the same person he had last year, or is this
no?
This is a new teacher.
Last year he had Alexis. I loved her.
Uh-huh.
She was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
Life changes, right?
Yeah. She was great with her.
What do you think are the most important things that he's learned this year at school?
What I see is, I don't see all good things. I really don't. I see him. And I know he's wanted to play from his age, that's good. I don't know. I had just put him in like 1 week at St. Anthony's. Just for 1 week. And I saw a great change in 1 week. In a preschool. I mean, who's telling me about the United States?
Yeah.
And it's unusual. Unfortunately, at that time, I couldn't keep up.
Is that a parochial school? Yeah.
And it was 1 week, and he was telling me, Mommy, it was a flex, you know, this is the United States. You know, I've just seen a change in my son in 1 week.
Yeah.
I see him come home, and, you know, some things he says, I know he's in the timeout chair a lot.
Yeah.
And that, he doesn't really talk much, like, you know, I ask him what he did during the course of the day, you know, what was said. I don't know. It's just that I don't find anything different. That I don't know really what I'm trying to say, but
yeah,
I just don't.
Changes that you might have expected to have happened, you don't see it happen.
I see him come home and do real bad habits. You know, and I would tell you one, but it really upsets him.
That's all right.
You know what I'm saying? And my son never did that. I'm not saying, I don't know, I know he's going to learn a lot, you know, like, I know he's going to learn a lot during school, it's just any school, but the things that what I see, I don't like.
Yeah. So some of the things he's learning are not the things that you would like to have him learning.
Yeah, he's learning.
Yeah. What kinds of things does he like most to do at school, you know? What is the activities?
They say he likes puzzles, he likes to paint, he loves clay, coloring, and I know that.
He also does those here as well.
And he's getting into reading stories, not him reading, but it took a long time for me to get his attention span on it. But I found out if I let him read the pitches, it's much better.
Yeah. Get him engaged that way. So it sounds like there's some things that are going on at school that you really like, but that there are some other things that
The other things are just the peer. I think it's the peer. Children with things he does that I'm sure that he's going to learn that in a you know, in elementary school. You know, I'm sure. In any school, but it's just when he comes home and, you know, calls me names and, you know, like little kids do, and I'm not too happy about it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know?
Right.
You know, I'm not saying it's the teachers, I'm just saying it's what he's learning with his peers.
Yeah. What role do you think the teachers have played for him this year? Do you think that there's been anything specific that they've been able to do for him?
I don't see. I really can't
see
that.
Not
that
you can put your finger on.
No.
Okay. Now let's see. This is just basic information. You and your husband live in this apartment. Ann Sabato and
Anna. A-N-N-A though. Even though it's spelled like Vienna.
It's Anna. Okay.
Anna.
And she's 2.5, right?
Right.
Okay. Sabato just had his birthday. And your husband's not working?
No, he's on workman's comp right now. He's been out here for 3 years.
And what does he do when he does work?
He works at the registry, too.
Registry of
motor vehicles. I don't know what you would call it. It's like the stock room, I guess. He would work with all, making sure each registry it has all the notes that it needs, so it's like he's on it. He can go on a trek and just deliver, I guess. I think it would call it. It's been so long, you know.
And do both of your parents-in-law live upstairs?
My father-in-law is dead. Uh-huh. He's deceased, and my mother-in-law is upstairs.
Okay. And your own parents live?
My father just died, and my mother lives in Lynn.
I want to show you.
Does she still live where you grew up, or is she?
No, we moved only once. But I grew up the other half of me.
Yeah.
Same in Lynn, but I grew up the other half in the same house.
Yeah. Who comes to visit here besides your in-laws or your mom?
His aunts, his uncles, his godfather, his godmother, his visit.
Are the aunts and uncles on your side of the family, or on your husband's, or both? Or?
Well, let me put it to you this way.
Sounds like there are a lot of people involved.
Yeah, my husband's side is really big.
Uh-huh.
And my son sees my side when I take him to my side, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he sees his husband's side here.
I see. So this is sort of the LaRusso headquarters.
Right here,
yeah.
Okay, and the Jackson headquarters is
on the other side. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's not an unusual set of circumstances though, right?
But yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, and you said there's some cousins that he spends quite a bit of time with.
Yeah, Tony and Vinny, but they are older. Tony is, I wish I remember how old Tony is. He's older, 14.
Uh-huh.
13, 14. Vinny's. God, he's working, but he just loves them. Mm-hmm. He adores them.
What kinds of things do they do when?
Nintendo, of course. And they fight, and they, you know, they get rough with
rough
him,
house.
And they do boy things, real boy, down boy. I mean, he's end up crying and telling me they hurt me, but I said, oh, I got a fence for yourself.
Yeah.
But they give him that time. They really play like all kinds of boy stuff.
Do they take him elsewhere to do this, or do they do
no,
it right,
right
here?
Yeah.
They come here and visit him here.
Oh, he goes to the movies too, last year.
Aha!
Uh-huh.
What kind of movies?
He just went to see The Rescuers. I read the book.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, that's really nice. If you had some kind of an emergency and you needed somebody to, it sounds like you've got a lot of people to choose from, if you needed somebody to leave Saturday with for a while.
I'd be with my sister-in-law.
And your sister-in-law?
Yeah, that was.
Does she live nearby?
Saudis.
So that wouldn't be too difficult to.
No, or my mother-in-law, but my mother-in-law is getting older, you know, and I just, you don't mind if I smoke with
no,
Claudio?
No, okay. No,
she spends a lot of time with my children.
Yeah.
I have to think.
That can be tiring, too, for an older person.
Well, my mother-in-law, yeah, my sister-in-law does children.
Uh-huh. She have kids of her own?
She only had one. It's older. But he went to college, if you tell them. But she just loves children.
That's nice.
You know,
that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've talked a little bit about the kind of work that.
One second. Lenny, you can't take her off for a little longer? Because I haven't started. Okay, go ahead. It's all right. You think you'll be all right with him?
Yeah, sure. We've talked a little bit about your kind of work that you have done, the hairdressing and also the registry and stuff. Are you likely to go back to work at some time soon? Or do you have any idea?
I don't know. I keep it up. I always keep my license up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always in the back of my mind, just in case.
It's a possibility.
It is always a possibility.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Let's see. What kinds of places do you go when you go places with Sabado? And how often do you go to there? You talked a little bit about parks and stuff like
we
that.
We go to the park a lot. No, a lot. You know, even when he gets out of school, we're there. That's just been recent. Summer's
the
coming. It's nice,
A little bit nicer weather.
Yeah. He enjoys it. She enjoys it.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. How often do you suppose you get to the park this time of year?
Well, this past week, God.
Come on, lemon and ice cream.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
An ice cream?
So if the weather's nice, that would be sort of your first choice of activity.
An hour or two, you know.
Yeah.
Depending on how good of a time it is and how tired I am.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we work it.
Yeah. I remember that I was... I've never been happier than when my youngest child finally learned how to pump himself on the swing.
Oh, I'm dying.
Then going
for
to
that.
The park. Then we could go to the park. I could sit on the bench, right?
Yeah, and
then he could go do whatever he wanted
to do. I know. I love that.
It was a real benchmark day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still. You don't go to the park much in the summer.
Huh?
He doesn't go to the park much in the summer,
I think. I've been taking them. Oh, you mean at the beach? Oh, yeah, we go to the beach too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
He's a beach freak.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
He likes the water.
She is too.
Well,
and
most kids
do. I have brothers and sisters that have pools.
That's even nicer.
So you go there.
I forget that you're all around.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about more this time of year.
Yeah, this time of year parks. That's more on that.
Yeah. How about things like the aquarium or the children's museum?
We've been the aquarium.
Like
Sabro's been twice. Anna's been once with us. You know, mm-hmm. So I've been. Mm-hmm. We've been to the children's museum, Sabro and I.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take him to the Museum of Science. I think that maybe he might be ready. Just to look. It might be a little still too old for him, but maybe I'll give it a shot.
There's some fun things, I think, that they specifically make for younger kids.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't been in there for years and years. I don't even remember it.
Well, they keep changing it, and they always change exhibits and stuff. But it is a big, imposing place. I mean, I think a little kid walking in there would go...
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not sure yet. I'm still kind of weighing that out.
Yeah. But it's they certainly do a very, very nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can keep going back over and over again. They always find something
they haven't seen.
New and neat that they've mm-hmm. not done before. You say he likes to go to movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get to the library or to the zoo?
I have not done that with my son.
Is there one nearby here, or is it
there is.
Not easy to get to?
Yeah, there is one by here. As a matter of fact, they're going to do children's reading.
Mm-hmm.
Library.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find out about that.
Yeah.
Because I think he's old enough now that he can
sit
go.
Still on the
last year he was just, I don't think he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
He would disturb the other children.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in the library for a long time, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking forward to that too.
Yeah. They do a nice job. Do you want to go and help her?
What's the matter, sweetheart? I'm
I feel like that when I wake up too. What is it?
That's why.
Okay, we talked a little bit about stuff that Sabado knows how to do, like using pens and pencils and crayons and stuff. That's something that he does
loves.
Do. He loves to do. Okay. Does he ever pretend to write something? Does he ever pretend to write letters or pretend to try and make numbers and stuff?
He makes ovals and triangles.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a person.
He pretends to read them?
Yes.
How do you read a Nintendo? Oh, you mean
if
what's
I gave
on,
you
the
book,
stuff on the screen?
Gave you his Nintendo book,
uh-huh.
He would read it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
They're not right, but he would read
what. Is he reading them in the sense that he knows what's written there, or is he reading because
he
knows
read
what
it,
it's about?
You've read it to
the game.
Okay. But have you read it aloud to him?
Sometimes.
Right,
sometimes.
Directly from that book too. Okay.
I can't see it.
What are you looking for?
The bottle. The bottle got lost.
Not in the book. There it is.
Does he recognize any letters of the alphabet?
Yes, he does. He's done it.
Do you know which ones? Offhand?
A, B, he was from...
I'm pretty close to writing his name.
Okay, so mostly the ones in his own name are the ones he's concentrating on to start with. Okay. If he sees his name, does he recognize it? If it's written for him,
mm-hmm.
then he knows it's his name. Okay. How high can you count? He said earlier, I think.
Well, he was counting really high for me. You know,
almost up to the hundreds. We just go after what I say. If I say 45, 56, 57, 58.
Yeah.
I don't know how you have done that before. Yes, on the swings.
The present
on the swings, and I would start from one.
Yeah. So, but that sounds like something he's pretty confident about.
Yeah.
Does he ever pretend to read a book? It sounds like that might be what we were talking about before in terms of the Nintendo little books. Yeah. Any other books besides the ones that the Nintendo is?
There's a book that he gets monthly and he loves it.
If I read a story, like Little Red Riding Hood, Hansel and Gretel he loves.
Uh-huh.
He'll read it after I read it. Foxy Loxy.
He goes through this.
That's complicated stuff. So if you've read a book to him, then he can pick it up afterwards and tell you a little bit about what the story was about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He'll even remember things I say.
Yeah. I know. Has he got any words from books memorized so that he's actually really saying the words that are on a given page?
We've done that a lot. I haven't done it recently.
Mm-hmm.
With him, but yeah, I would like to do some of the sentences and he would finish it.
He would be able to finish it off. Yeah.
He also knows his prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And he can pretty much say them, yeah, Father, Hail Mary, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start him off.
Good. Okay.
That's memorizing.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. What about labels or signs or things
on
the highway
stop,
and
red,
stuff like
green,
that?
Yeah, stop, red, green, light, signals, red is to stop, green is to go. He sees stop sign, tells me to stop. He
just clearly can read no parking signs. That,
yeah,
that was the bane of my existence.
Really?
Kids could read no parking signs. Mom, you can't park here. It's like, why not? This is no parking up here, Mom. All of a sudden you have
to. I wish you said that when I got a $100 ticket, you know.
No speeding, Mom.
No, I know he tells me that. Don't drive fast. Am I driving fast? Yeah, you're driving fast. Okay.
It's amazing how much they know, right? When you read books with him, what kinds of books do you read?
His nursery rhymes he likes. Like Foxy Loxy, like I said, Hansel and Gretel. Peter Pan, he likes.
Fairy tale kinds of
fairy tales, yeah. We have done like on dogs and cats and trains and, you know, we've done that, but he's more interested in a story. He wants a story.
Yeah, good. You know? So the plot is important to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that keeps his interest.
Yeah.
And that doesn't interest him. Like I got one on a potty and I got one on a, different like tools and stuff like that, but it was no story to it.
Yeah,
you know,
just sort of an
identification
kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it certainly sounds like he knows what he likes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular book that you would say was his absolute favorite book?
Just recently we just finished Peter Pan. He loved that, and he taped the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes Foxy Loxy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Hansel and Gretel. I have to read these over and over and over again.
You've certainly got them memorized by now, right?
But he likes. I mean, it's the same stories. I mean,
yeah.
It's like he wants to know it by heart. Oh, and he likes Mickey Mouse. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. What kinds of books do you like to read yourself? To yourself.
Well, I'm just getting into. Well, right now I'm getting into the Bible,
uh-huh.
which I find I just start now.
Uh-huh.
And that I find extremely interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also getting, I get into, how do I say this? It's a psychiatrist who takes certain, these are new books for me, usually just love stories and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different thing now that I meditation books
uh-huh.
I'm liking.
Mm-hmm.
I just find them a better, I feel much easier, more at ease when I have the time
mm-hmm.
with these books.
Yeah.
And, I'm finding it's a whole different reading experience for me.
Yeah. Who are some of the authors of any of those books that you were just talking about?
Meditation. I never read them. Yes. Well, it's just a daily meditation for women.
Uh-huh. So there isn't a particular author, it's just a group of things that have been put together.
I don't know who does the other, I really don't know.
When you read love stories and stuff like that, do you remember any of the authors of any of those books?
Let me see, who did Bloodline, what else? I got so many books. I used to love these books, I still do. I liked, who wrote Chances? That was by Helen Van Slyke.
Helen Van Slyke?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a good one. Chances. That was good. I like this one. By Jackie Collins.
Oh, Jackie Collins. She's
That was great.
She's somebody's sister, isn't she?
Yeah, I liked that. And then they had the second series, which was Lucky.
Yeah.
After Chances, I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
I just finished Sidney Sheldon books, Windmills of the Gods.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah.
And I read most of his, like, Bloodline. I read mostly all his books.
All of Sidney Sheldon's.
Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah. Where do you get books that you read with Sabado? Do you get buy them?
Well, I had a lot sent from Sesame Street, some sent from Walt Disney.
So these are clubs?
Clubs.
That you belong to?
And I had, other ones I just bought, like if I went in a bookstore and I saw them, if I went to Walgreens and I saw a book, I would pick it up. I got Mother Goose, Child World, I picked up books in Child World and Toys R Us.
Yeah, wherever they
something just struck me, I would pick it up. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
How many children's books do you suppose, how many children's books do you suppose you own altogether?
Matter of fact, I just bought recently, and I'm sorry, but it's over my mother's, cost me $50-something.
Oh!
It was a lot of money. I expected to be this much. It was all the old fairy tales, all the, like, Jack and the Beanstalk stories, all short stories, but it had the tapes with it.
Oh,
wow. I put the tape in, it would read the book to her.
So it's like the whole library.
I wish I had. I just invested in that. Wait, Sado, what are you doing? We just got that. Oh, and I have Peter Rabbit's, mm-hmm. both of those two. I have them all.
In the boxes.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
How many
books
more than,
do I have?
Like more than 25 children's books?
I have a lot. I have them up in the attic. You know, Dr. Seuss books?
Yes.
They were mine.
Yes.
I got tons of them up in the attic.
Everybody's favorite.
Yeah, and I have tons of them in here. Some in here and some over my mother's. I got a lot of books.
Lots of good distribution. Okay.
I just washed it.
You said that you read with Sabado, and your husband reads with him, but only occasionally, not very frequently. Okay. Is there anybody else who sits down with him to read?
Yeah, if he sits, my mother has read to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll sit there with the book and make whoever's there. That's enough. What are you doing? You know we're not supposed to have all that. Mm-hmm. The talk, please.
Debbie,
Does Sabado watch Sesame Street at all?
Yeah, he's getting out of that though.
It's not interesting anymore.
He knows them, most of them. He's getting out. He likes Channel 20. Is it
Nickelodeon?
Yeah, but he likes Jeff and Jody. He does like cartoons. Like.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
Pop's weekend!
Careful. Anna, life is tough. Life is tough, Anna. stop working on this and do the other stuff, if that makes sense. If that might make sense for everybody. I don't know if Anna's going to be up for it.
Okay.
We can come back to this later.
Summer, come in the bathroom, please. Right. And one
night, though?
1 minute.
All right. That night he had a
stomachache.
Oh, boy. The next day was Sunday. Uh-oh, what did he do? Let's see. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after he left, and after that he felt much
better.
Excellent. Let's see what. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. Look how.
That's why it's in the book.
All right, come here. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little, what?
A little worm.
No, what's this?
Caterpillar.
So he wasn't a little
caterpillar
anymore. He was a big...
big caterpillar.
A big fat caterpillar, don't you think?
Yeah.
He built a small house called a...
cocoon.
You remembered! All right! Around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the... pushed his way out and...
butterfly!
He was a beautiful what?
Butterfly.
Oh boy, this is
mommy,
good.
Me
and... I think you got doodles in there.
No, it's not pretty good to me.
I think so.
Just try one.
This is a new one.
Different.
Did you look at this one?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, come on. Just come quick.
Come on here.
Oh, yeah. What next, baby bear? Oh, no. What does this mean? By Jill Murphy.
Let's
see what the book.
Okay.
Here we go. Can I go to the moon? Asked baby bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's that. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. I guess that's cool. Huh? Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. What's that?
Helmet.
Yeah, he put a pin on his head. And those are his. Yeah, and what's this?
Umbrella.
All right, what's this?
Oh.
Yeah, but that's a... Mama has one that goes around your neck.
Got it.
Okay. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door.
Okay.
What's this?
Bob.
And Bob, right. He's filling it up with what? What's this?
Apple.
And that?
Black.
Yeah, you know why? He doesn't want to get what?
Thirsty.
And hungry on his journey, right. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Oh, my God. Ooh. Whiz. Out into the night. Wow. An hour flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. The owl was going with who?
Teddy Bear.
Yeah, the Baby Bear. And the Teddy Bear.
Airplane.
Oh, boy. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved. And some of the passengers waved what? Yeah. Look at that. What's that? Yeah, remember that
message?
All right. Let's see what happens. On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of what?
Past millions of stars.
Yeah. At last they landed on the
moon.
Right. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? Mm-hmm. What a good idea, said the owl. So they're at the what? Where are they now? Where are you? What are they eating? And... right. Okay. So smart. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. See the holes in the helmet? Uh-oh. What happened?
Crash.
Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a what? Bum. What's that? Boobles. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She growled as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. Did you look like you've been up the chimney? I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh, my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next?
First.
She's washing the shower. And he's going to go where? To
bed.
One more. All right, Sabra, do you want to pick out a book for Mommy to read?
Come on, your room.
Come on, my room. Let's go. As he spotted Chicken Little skipping down the road. That little featherhead will make a tasty chicken salad sandwich, he chuckled.
Chicken Little.
Okay. Let's go.
He's dreaming about having Chicken Little.
Oh, no, but what's that? He's looking at it.
Fucking binoculars.
Right. But before Chicken Little got close enough for Foxy Loxy to pounce, an acorn fell from an oak tree and hit her on the head. Help! Help! The sky is falling, shivered the little bird. Her cries were heard by Henry Penny. What's the matter? She asked. The sky is falling, cried Chicken Little. A piece of it hit me on the head. Henry Penny was horrified. Call the police, she cried. The sky is falling. The sky is what?
Falling.
That hen has a plump pair of what? Drumstick, observed Foxy Loxy, and they'll be mighty tasting southern
for him.
Southern fried. He was about to charge forward and capture the two chickens when the clamor reached Ducky Lucky. What's all that clackering about? He demanded. The sky is falling, cried Henry Penny. A piece of it hit Chicken Little on the head. This is terrible, squealed Ducky Lucky, and together the three birds wailed. Help, please, the sky is falling. Foxy Loxy shivered with glee when he imagined how delicious Ducky Lucky would taste, simmered in spicy sauce. Help, please, the sky is falling. But before he could spring from his hiding place, the cries of the group were heard by Goosey, Lucy, and Goblin Giblet. What luck, whispered the fox. I'll toast that bite-sized one as soon as I get home, and I'll pop the fat one into the freezer until Christmas. Sky is falling. Boxy Loxy almost fainted with delight when Turkey Lurkey came running across the field. There's my Thanksgiving feast, he chuckled. This is the luckiest day of my life. He was about to pounce on his victims when suddenly he realized it was six against one, and the turkey and the goose looked like pretty tough birds, he murmured. I'll avoid a shuffle by outsmarting those foolish
boys. Well, which one is the boy?
These two.
Oh, the boy? There's two boys?
Yeah, see, that's a karate. I'll sit there.
I like the karate boy.
Yeah, he's a weightlifter, it looks like, don't you think?
Yeah.
And what's he doing now?
Sleeping.
Yep, he's not nearly that.
But what does that word
say? It says poultry underneath, and then he's put an ICE on there to make it look like police on his truck, okay?
It's not truck. It's not police. It's something different than the word.
Yeah. Yeah, right, because he didn't really spell it right either, did he?
Yeah.
Ready? Disguising his truck and himself, he approached the group and announced, Officer Loxy at your service. Folks, what seems to be the problem? The sky is falling, chorused the birds. A piece of it hit me on the head, asked Chicken Little. Added Chicken Little, sorry. This is an emergency, declared the fox. Into the truck, and I'll take you directly to headquarters. So what are they doing?
They're going in Foxy Loxy.
And what's Chicken Little looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, because why?
Is he a bag?
Yeah, he's remembering what did he see? The poster that said he was going to be sent, the wanted sign. Suddenly, as she looked more closely at the fox, Chicken Little remembered the wanted poster she had seen in the town. It's Foxy Loxy, she shivered. Run for your lives. The birds tried to escape, but Foxy Loxy threw the Chicken Little into the truck and locked the door. Before driving off, the fox couldn't resist reading the recipes he had selected for each of his captures. And as for that nonsense about the sky falling, he sneered, this is what bounced on your head. With a triumphant laugh, he hurled the acorn skyward, jumped into the truck, and cried, on to the kitchen. What's that?
Acorn.
The acorn soared above the tree tops and lodged itself in the propeller gears of a Sky Patrol helicopter pilot by Sergeant Hippo Hefty. The gears jammed, the propeller stopped turning, and the helicopter plunged towards the earth. Well, what's this?
Parachute,
right. How are you? The falling helicopter crashed into the cab of the poultry truck. Foxy Loxy leaped from the wreckage, screaming, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Stop that thief, cried the birds. Sergeant Hefty flattened the clean fox. You are under arrest, he announced. You mean I am under a fat hippo? Snapped Foxy Loxy. During his trial, Foxy Loxy insisted that he was innocent, but the judge sent him to prison on a diet of green beans and weed juice. On her way home, Chicken Little recovered the what? Yeah. She planted it next to her poop. Years later, when the acorn had grown into an oak tree, her grandchildren loved to snuggle beside Chicken Little and listen to the adventure.
Yeah. Now can we play that toy?
Okay, one more second. Have him tell us about
something recently? Savro, would you mind just telling Willis about your birthday present? Or something that is exciting to you, that was exciting that you remember?
I remember it.
You remember your birthday party?
Let me think first.
Yeah, we have done a lot of things. I can give you some suggestions.
We went to the
party.
All right, the dancing.
Yeah. All right, let me just listen. You had a birthday party. We've been to the park with the swans and the geese.
Oh, okay.
Which one did
did you like about the cat?
Come on, Sabra, they can't hear you like that. Sit down there.
I was bummed.
An M&M. And who came to your birthday party?
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Tony and Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Big Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Tony.
Mm-hmm. What about all the children?
Phyllis. Uh-huh. And Mickey.
Mm-hmm. What about all the kids?
Yes.
Mary who?
And
Did you like your birthday cake?
Mommy! Mommy!
Got
a camera.
No, I got a
camera. Mommy!
Mm-hmm. A real camera, that works. Did you play out in the yard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun. Did you play Nintendo?
Yep.
Who won?
I didn't play that one.
That's fine. That's fine. How about some toys?
Yep.
Play with our toys for a little while with your mom?
The toys you were looking at before?
Yeah.
Look at this.
A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
Each
for your mom. On the couch, or you want to play on the floor?
I want to be good.
Four.
Send him out and just sort of go right in there.
Yeah.
you gonna make?
Mama.
Thank you, Anna, sweetheart.
Oh, no, no, no. That's my uncle.
Oh, too nice. Too nice. Here's one.
Be
nice, Simon. All right, now just make some. All right, all right, all right. Good enough. How many are there?
A lot.
Gotta count them because you know you have to count how many you put on the
road. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, that's how you count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sticker! Ow! Sticker from baby. A guy.
Something's got a fidget here. I bet you this fits. Look at that. Isn't it?
That's rocking. What? That's rocking.
How about this? Look, let me see.
Oh, that fixes it. Get one?
No. Let's cover your mouth. Oh, here's a fifth one.
No. Fifth.
Watch me. Watch out here.
Oh, our road got destroyed.
Oh, God, I didn't get it.
About that little round thing. Hey, you!
Your child's supposed to be first. She's supposed to be last. All right, get left. Okay. Shh. Follow me.
I told you. You wouldn't want that. I'm a tricky.
Now you are very tricky.
Mom, I'm on the side.
The road beef is back again. Come on, we're going to build our road.
Mom, look at another first one.
That's good.
Great.
Okay.
Sancho, if you help me put my toys away, I'll give you a present.
Oh. You'll do it.
Maybe we can
have a nice. Yeah! Yeah!